for a pinto.
Okay, rich boy.
Rich boy. $350 I just said for a pinto. She's calling me rich boy. You could buy 2.5 pintos for that much. 900 clams in the bank and don't have a car. You don't want a car, do you, Jamie?
Of course I want a car. Then I won't have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
Go get a Vega and you'll be happy.
I'd like a car that's usable.
All right. This is what I like. I like a 16-year-old kid who doesn't have any wheels, and then they start ragging on types of car. I wouldn't have one. If I can't get a Miata, I just don't want a car.
No, I want a used car that actually goes somewhere.
Hey, you can do a lot worse than a Pinto or a Vega. You get a Vega wagon, you'll fit like 20 of your friends in there, and you'll be the most popular kid in the junior class at Walnut Hills High. Get a Gremlin. Get a Gremlin or a Matador. You know, a Matador has an air conditioner on it. It says, cool, very cool, desert.
Desert?
Yep, that's what it says.
Well...
Or get an old Chevette. You can get a Chevette for less than that. They'll go forever, too, if they're taken care of properly.
You can always get an old Volkswagen.
I can always steal a car, too.
Nah, the old Volkswagens are like too trendy, too hip. They're kind of expensive sometimes. If you want one in any kind of good shape.
They're nothing like an old rabbit that just goes and goes and goes.
Unless you get a hold of it and don't change the oil for 30,000 miles and then it starts making that rumbling sound.
Yeah,
and
keep that in mind, Jamie. Whatever car you got to get, you got to take care of it. You got to do your maintenance. Every 3,000 miles, change the oil.
I know how to fix cars.
Every 30,000 miles, change the transmission fluid. That's what they'll tell you at the shop, but that's a lie. You don't need to do it that often.
Do I sound like a moron?
No, you sound like an intelligent, bright, articulate young woman.
Thank you.
So what are you doing listening to this show?
Intelligent, bright, articulate man, or yeah. Guy, or whatever.
Man, dude.
You're the first one we've got tonight who was halfway smart. What are some of the issues and concerns, seriously, that are facing you?
Seriously?
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. What are you worried about in this world? What's going to happen when you're grown up?
That's a serious problem, because there are no jobs anymore.
Diminishing opportunities and death of the American dream.
Exactly. Right. And you know how much college costs?
It's like $2,400 a semester at Miami, isn't it?
How am I supposed to go to college? Because I'm not going to get a scholarship. I mean, I know that right now.
What you do is you take out a bunch of student loans and you graduate with debt up to your eyeballs. You know, when our new president got elected, one of the things that he talked about before he went into office was this great program where kids could go to college and then pay it off through working through the park service or being a pig for a few years or doing whatever. What the hell happened to that?
Our president's a moron.
What happened to that idea? I like that idea. I tell you what, I like that idea, and I'll tell you another idea I like. We gotta quit relying on gasoline. Those are two things that concern me. We gotta quit relying on gasoline, and the cost of higher education is just out of control.
You wanna know another concern?
Yeah, I do!
The government is so totally screwed, it's never gonna work right.
Lack of faith in the government.
I mean, come on. I mean, this whole thing about... I'm sorry, but... I mean, congressmen getting all this money, I'm sorry, they should be elected for however long they're elected. Only get the salary they were getting at their former job, was about $5,000 more. I mean, and it's a privilege, not a way to scam money.
You know, John Boehner, my congressman, the lovely Jim's congressman, is a multi-millionaire. He took a huge pay cut to go to Congress. Although he still has his real estate interest on the side. And he's not a lawyer. He's a businessman. He's a business man. He's just a millionaire business man.
And I'm also fed up with the judicial system.
What's wrong with the judicial system?
You know, the last time we executed someone in Ohio was over 30 years ago.
That's because...
In 1992, there were 144 people on death row.
So you're saying, let's get rid of them all.
I mean, they were sentenced to the electric chair, the gas chamber, whatever.
What do we do in Ohio? Who knows? Does anybody know?
There are some who say an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and there are others who say that a human life is valuable and should never be taken away, no matter how heinous the crime.
And then there are some that say, gay sarah sarah.
Well, okay, but some of these people were sentenced to the electric chair, I think, we have in Ohio. And some of them are getting paroled.
Now, well, now...
How kind of a system is that?
That's not a good system.
That's a horrible system. Because it's just, well, hey, I can rape this chick, you know, and only get like 30 years, or I can kill her and I'll only have to spend the rest of my life in prison. It's not like I'm going to die.
So you're saying you're worried about the judicial system and we need to start frying some guys. We got 144 guys on death row.
That was in 92.
That was in 92. I tell you what, you could probably get, what do you think, 2 bullets per guy would do it. Make sure they're dead, one in the head, one in the heart. And
I mean, come on, I'm not talking like green police, but I mean, these people in jail get to sue if they don't get their jello on time. And they've got 1,000 appeals. So basically, if they're sentenced to the electric chair, and even if we used it in this state, they'd have about 10 years to make all their appeals. Cool.
And that costs the taxpayers money too, doesn't it?
Yeah, whenever they sue someone, it costs us money.
I feel your pain, Jamie.
Even though I'm not a taxpayer, but
you soon will be, and when you buy that car, you will be. When you buy those license plates,
hefty taxes on that gremlin.
When you start buying gasoline, you'll be a taxpayer. And you are a taxpayer. You make purchases, don't you? You buy stuff at the store.
Rarely. I'm saving my money.
But you, every now and then you got to buy toilet paper and a candy bar, though, right?
Candy bars aren't taxed, dude.
I'm 16.
No,
they're not. I live with
food.
My parents.
Okay, what about
I don't
that
make candy bars?
Ass wipe. You tax that, I think.
What about that new soda pop tax? You hear about that?
Yeah, I signed a petition against it.
What do you think about that soda pop tax, Jamie? You know anything about it?
Does it include iced tea? Because if it includes iced tea, I'm against it.
I hear pretty soon it's gonna also include sunlight. They're gonna tax you on the amount of sunlight you use. Think about that one for a while. It won't be that long before gravity is a utility. See you later.
Bye.
She was a good caller. We haven't had a good caller in a while.
You know, I saw our Senator John Glenn on C-SPAN today, and he had this great idea to build a lot of prisons in Ohio cheaply. He wanted to use Quonset huts. Are you familiar with a Quonset hut?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever seen the TV show Gomer Pyle USMC?
Uh-huh.
That kind of barracks that Gomer Pyle lived in, that kind of military-type prefab metal barracks, that's called a Quonset hut. I know. I stayed in them when I was in the military.
Okay.
And he said you could do them really cheaply. They're prefab. The prisoners could put them up themselves. And for, you know, one-tenth the cost of building some super-modern facility, go for it. And if a prisoner wants some recreation, why the hell does he need Nautilus? Why can't he just go running around the perimeter? I thought, go get him, John. Go get him, JG. That was his idea.
What do you think about more prisons? I mean, don't you think that maybe they should just not put so many people in jail? They got a lot of Americans in jail.
Well, I tell you what, it seems like, from what I understand, America does have more of her population in jail than any other Western country. Except for countries where you can be thrown in jail for criticizing the government and places like that, America has an awful large percentage of her population in the clink.
Aren't a lot of them drug offenders?
A lot of them are drug offenders. A lot of them are just punks. I'll tell you what's the problem. You know, and this goes to a lot of the problems in America. This goes to racism, teen pregnancy, and all that. You want to know what the big problem with Americans are today, Chris? They're stupid. There's an awful lot of people out there in the world that are just stupid. Now, there's nothing wrong with being stupid. That you can live a perfectly healthy, normal, happy life being dumber than a post. But when you add in meanness, that's when it just goes awry. And you have a lot of mean, stupid people out there who just want to cause trouble. And that's why a lot of the problems are in the country. That's what I think.
Drug legalization talk aside, don't you think that jail space should be just for those who commit violent crimes?
Hell no. No, what about like SNL guys ripping off old women? Guys ripping off old men? What about swindlers, hustlers, cheats, thieves? No, they should do time too. I mean, just because you shouldn't just have to put a bat to somebody's head to get jail time. You know, it's like Woody Guthrie said, some rob you with a gun, some rob you with a fountain pen.
James, you're on the air.
Hello.
What I meant, Rob, was let's put the people who smoke pot and let's look.
And
he's ripping off a bunch of crazy old ladies.
And then he doesn't do it or whatever. Or you, like you see something, you might mail order something and then they don't send it. Yeah.
They never buy anything through the mail.
Good for you.
James, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, here's an issue that concerns me greatly.
The lack of quality talk shows in Cincinnati.
Well, that's one. But the other one is lame beer trends.
What?
Zima. Zima just bugs the...
This ice beer. It's crap.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is, James. It's not crap.
Oh, but it's awful.
No. It's a lot more potent than your regular brew, James.
Oh.
If you have enough money for a six-pack, and that's it, you can get a six-pack of Bud or a six-pack of Bud Ice, and you're wondering, I want the most beer for my money, go with the Bud Ice. The alcohol content is always higher in the ice beer. As a matter of fact, I think Miller Ice was banned from Alabama because the alcohol content was too high, because most states have a 6%, I believe, alcohol limit for beer, but Alabama's alcohol content limit is a little bit lower, like 5.25 or 5.5.
Really?
And it was banned. I think Miller Ice was banned in Alabama because the alcohol content was too...
See, that's really low, because I spent about 10 months over in England, and their average over there for... They usually measured it by, like, specific gravity, which I don't have anything about, but I worked in a pub there for 6 months, and their average alcohol content for most of their beers was 5.5%, and so 6%, you know, a big deal.
6% is the max in America, but I think if you go out and just buy a regular Bud or a regular Miller or
what
a regular... I think it clocks in about 4, usually.
4, yeah, but it's the taste, though. Whatever happened to that great dark beer that they had a couple of years ago with that Richard Martin Mull guy, you know, I mean, that was some beautiful stuff there, and it's gone.
Colt 45?
Ice beer. I mean, nobody really, I mean, that's not really a good brewing process. I mean, it's too cold. I mean, it's too cold to drink.
Too cold? Beer is never too cold, buddy.
Oh, man. Oh, God. It's too...
Unless you're from Ireland.
It causes your fillings to seal together.
It's just a bogus marketing ploy. It was like when those dry beers came out.
Oh, that's another one.
When they first came out, everybody went nuts buying Bud Dry. And now Bud Dry is a joke, and hardly anyone sells it anymore. And I tell you, nothing ticked me off. And all Bud Dry is the same as, like, Miller on... Well, like Miller Genuine Draft. If you go in somewhere and you order a Miller, the chances are you'll get a Miller Genuine Draft now instead of a Miller High Life.
And that
makes me so mad.
I don't know. It sucks, really. But
you know what they should bring back?
What?
Kroger used to make this beer. It was in a yellow can. It had a pair of scissors on it, and it just said, "Beer, damn it, beer." You should just get a pair. You should get a beer, and just, it was yellow, had big black letters. It just said beer, Cost Cutter Kroger beer, and that was beer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's all you need, beer. You don't need this fancy schmancy light dry ice Miller Genuine Draft beer.
Light beer's crap, though. I mean,
Rob.
Really, I mean, why? I mean, if you're drinking it, I mean, why bother? You know.
Every now and then, don't you need a nice thick dark frothy Guinness?
Nope, beer. Just beer. I don't care. Guinness.
That was the original beer. Was that stuff? The Guinness and that, and then this stuff got changed in American.
Well, you see, James.
Bland and vanilla.
Kind of like bologna, huh?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Bologna's great.
Oh.
Bologna's got nothing to do with a cow.
You, it's not supposed to. It's pork.
Another one is the teenage pregnancy thing. That's another.
How much do you think beer leads to a teenage pregnancy?
Well, you know, actually, I was listening to one of the other fine public radio stations.
VXU?
VXU, NPR, I don't know, one of them. And they were saying, they did a study how states with lower beer taxes also have a high correlation with low SAT scores.
What the? You're crazy.
There's a correlation there. It's not saying if they've got lower beer taxes, they have lower SAT scores. Of course, the states with lower beer taxes are states like, you know, Alabama, Arkansas.
Well, there's your answer right there. It's the hillbilly kids.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, who's to say what it really, really is there, but... Teenage pregnancy, I mean, why? I don't know why it's a problem. It's society's making it a problem because, really, I mean, I have a sister, 16, got a kid, and, okay, it's a tragedy at first. My parents were all upset. I didn't care because I wasn't even in the country. But the thing is...
Where were you?
Everybody reproduces. Everybody has kids. Why not start young? I mean, you know, cool parents are always the young parents. I mean, it's no big burden.
Let me tell you something, James. when your sister's kid is up there partying at Ohio State, and her mom comes up there, and her mom, it will be, what, 34 when the kid's 18?
Yeah.
Man, her mom is going to be the most popular mom on campus. Everybody will be, what's the kid's name?
Trey.
Hey, Trey, your mom is, like, totally bitching, man.
And
have her come to my room. I'll play my guitar for her.
I mean, that would solve all the problems in the country, because it's because kids can't relate to their parents. And if their parents were younger, we could relate to them, and it would be cool, because everybody would have, like, cool parents to relate to.
But, you know, I think when people say teen pregnancy, they mean the teen who gets pregnant, and then the support systems are knocked out from under them. Like, your sister probably still lives with her parents, right?
No, she lives on her own.
She's out on her own?
Yeah, her boyfriend
partying
down? Lives with her.
Who does?
Her boyfriend.
Okay, see, well, she's got some kind of support there. I think what they're talking about is the woman, the chick, the little girl, it gets knocked up, the guy hits the dusty trail, the parents are like, you slut, get out of my house. She's totally screwed, so we got only one...
Yeah, she gets full rides to UC.
Well, but...
And she's stupid, which is another problem when you're talking
who,
about
your
stupid
your sister?
Americans. My sister is one of the dumb, mean ones. And I'm an intelligent, mean one, and I don't get scholarships. I try to work my ass off at school.
Dude,
I
love
don't
that.
Get scholarships, and she has a baby and gets a full ride to UC doing dental hygiene or some dumbass shit like that.
My sister is one of the dumb, mean ones. Did you put that on your Christmas cards?
She sent them to me like that, so...
You don't suppose she tuned in tonight, do
you? Man.
My sister's one of the dumb, mean ones.
Hey, James.
Yeah?
What are you going to do when CGE&G starts charging not only for the gas you use and the electricity you consume, but also for the amount of gravity you use each month?
The amount of... My gravity.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's going to be CGE&G real soon.
Is that like, so the more massive each of us are?
Depends on how much you jump up and down and how many stairs you have in your house.
The more stairs we have in our house. So, well, I would think if it was charged by gravity, it would be like how massive we are. So that those.
If you're a fat guy that goes to work a lot and you live on the third floor and you go out a lot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, then you're sunk.
Oh, man.
If you're like a thin little scrawny person who stays home and watches a lot of TV and just sits there, you're doing all right.
That that might solve, you know, that whole health care labeling problem. Health care, out the door. If they charged us by gravity, people would be losing weight, we'd all be healthier, and we wouldn't need a health care system because, you know, we'd all be taken care of, no cholesterol buildup.
Good gosh, James, you've stumbled into genius.
Damn.
All right, we got to move onward and upward.
Okay.
Thanks, James. Keep tuning in.
You know, like 25 years ago, if you'd have said, we're going to sell a watered-down version of beer and everybody's going to drink it, everybody would say, you're crazy. Boom, Miller Lite comes along. Next thing you know, you got dry, you got ice, you got all that crazy.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Dial us up and you can talk to me, Chris.
And me, Rob.
Let's see. Up next, we got Trevor. Hello, Trevor. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going? What's the topic for tonight?
Issues and concerns facing today's young men and women. So far, we have teenage pregnancy, guns, drugs, racism, legalization of marijuana, but we don't want to talk about that, the lack of faith in the government and the judicial system, and lame beer trends. We're also discussing diminishing opportunities. Will today's young people be as successful as their parents?
Can you hold on for a second?
The death of the American dream.
Can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
All right.
We're on hold.
Okay, I'm back.
Thanks, Trevor.
All right.
What'd you have to go do?
I had to tune in. I had my radio, my receipt, my radio. My
now box. That you've tuned in, you can drop
Turn
out with Chris.
And Rob.
All right. What's on your mind, Trevor?
Nothing. Issues facing young men and women are just...
How old are you, Trevor?
23 years old.
23 years old. And what kind of trials and tribulations
my
are
thing,
facing
I've got
year old?
I've got a bunch of things, really. I don't know. Sobriety. I'm in Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's just like, I don't know.
Do you see the trends being that today's young people are going to get more and more drunker and
yeah,
more and more...
Yeah, it's the same thing over and over and over. It never stops.
People have been drinking for decades and decades, though. People have been drinking since the Egyptians.
That's the thing. If you want to make a change in society, you have to stop it, like, at a certain time. You have to stop it and then progress. You can't just like say, okay, I'm going to change, and then you change. That's not how things work. I mean, sometimes it works like that. That's happened to me before, but I'm talking, I mean, you can't just like go out and get, you know, it's, I don't know.
You have to nip it in the bud.
There you go.
Nip it in the bud, wiser.
There you go.
Anyhow, do you think that drinking beer and booze is something that we should eliminate from society?
Yes, I do. I really do. Drink any form of drug or alcohol.
Prohibition didn't work the first time.
No, it didn't. No, I don't think it did.
How can we do prohibition now and have it work?
It's just the same thing. It's like I said, it's the same thing.
And is that really fair to guys like me and Rob who like to drink a cold one when we're watching the football game on Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know you.
You don't think there's anything wrong with that, do you?
No, I don't actually at all.
Then why do you want prohibition if Rob and I
want to have a drink during
the ball game?
If I was to go out there and like start drinking again, for me it wouldn't work because I've been sober. I've been in AA for 6 years. But for the normal person who said, well, hey, maybe I'll have a beer every now and then, that's one thing. But, buy a case of...
Said you were in support of prohibition. Are you?
But I'm not in support as of nowadays. I agree with it as it was back then. I don't agree. I don't think it'd work now, actually.
Trevor?
Yes, sir.
I thought you Alcoholics Anonymous people were supposed to be anonymous.
We are anonymous. We're very anonymous.
You're Trevor. You've been in it for 6 years.
I know.
Is Trevor your real name?
Yes.
Ooh, that narrows it down.
Ew.
Let's see. We'll probably get it.
Drink a lot of coffee and smoke a lot of cigarettes?
I sure do.
How did I know?
I don't know.
Those are drugs, too.
Yeah, those are drugs, too, you know.
Yes. I take medication. Medications are drugs. Pills, they're
NyQuil.
Drugs.
NyQuil,
but that's not a prescribed drug. There's a big difference between prescribed drugs and over-the-counter drugs.
I don't think
drugs.
There is a big difference.
Please?
I don't think there's a big difference.
There is. I mean, if you want to start getting hooked on NyQuil or something, you know, you can.
You could stay awake long enough to get hooked on it.
Well, I know people that have drank this. There are people out on the street doing it right now, just buying like bottle after bottle because of
Windex.
You know.
Do they buy NyQuil or do they buy the generic knockoff?
I have no idea. Actually.
Like Walquil or whatever they call it.
No
Walquil.
The generic NyQuil.
Not Nymart.
Yeah.
Dayquil.
I mean, it's everywhere. Dayquil. You can't. It's impossible to stop, actually. That's my opinion. It's impossible to stop, really.
Booze abuse?
Booze, alcoholism.
Impossible for you to stop, but me and Rob, we drink a couple of beers during the football game.
See, there's nothing wrong with that. The difference between having alcoholism and a normal drinker, I can't stop. Once I've had one beer in me, I will drink to excess. I will drink as much as I can, as much as I can get, anytime, any place, anywhere. I can drink as much as like I can.
Trevor, I'm that way too. That's why I only put myself in a situation where I can be blotto.
Right. Well, see, I don't do that anymore. I don't drink to excess anymore. I don't.
Well, tonight, you know, I was out partying tonight.
There's nothing wrong with partying
Well, I could have had one, you know, people offered to buy me like a beer, and I thought, no, because once I taste that rich, creamy, frothy flavor of a beer, I would probably want like 20 more. So I didn't do it. So I just passed. I said,
yeah, but
do you think you're an alcoholic?
I mean, do you think you're an alcoholic?
I don't know. People have told me that makes you an alcoholic. I've also heard that
there's really no definition for the word alcoholic.
That's what I thought, because they say, have you ever had an experience where you drank too much and the next morning you could not remember what happened to you?
That freaks me out because, see, I've never had that experience.
I've had
maybe a couple times. I can count the number of times on my hand that I've had that experience.
I can count the number of times on the hair on my head.
It's
been,
been quite a few.
But,
see, that's the thing. It just, it like, never stops. If you stop it, then you can move on.
Booze will kill you too. It kills your brain.
It kills your brain. It messes up your whole body, man, and your spirit, and your health.
Yeah,
you know? I smoke cigarettes now. I hate smoking.
Let me tell you something, Trevor.
What's that?
If it wasn't for booze, my nuts would explode. That's all I'm going to say, man.
That's terrible.
What? If I can't get a chick drunk, if it wasn't for drunk women getting the beer goggles, my nuts would explode.
That's terrible.
Hey, well, that's just life for me in a rock and roll world.
Do you think you're an alcoholic, honestly?
No, Chris, I hope we're not rolling tape on that. I didn't just say that, did I?
Yeah, and I'm playing it for your girlie when we get home.
I don't have a girlie. No, I don't think
I'm playing that forward too.
I don't think I have an alcoholic.
I mean, I know I have alcoholism. That doesn't make me an alcoholic. I know I have alcoholism. The isms of alcohol, you know.
The isms of I'm not familiar with what you. This
well, it's really complex. I don't know. I mean, I study the big book every now and then, you know, and sometimes I agree with what it says in that book. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it blows my mind the way that book can just.
What book are you talking about?
Alcoholics Anonymous. The big book. It's called Alcoholics Anonymous.
It was written back in the 30s, right?
Bill Wilson wrote it.
Yeah, Bill Wilson. Bob and Bill.
Bob and Bill.
Yeah.
Bob Wilson wrote it too?
Bill Wilson and Bob.
You know, if Bill and Bob Wilson formed a band, they could get probably Ricky Fattar.
Who's that?
And they could probably get Mike Love and call themselves the Beach Boys.
Far out. Yeah,
far out, man. Thanks for your call, Trevor.
Okay, yeah.
749-1444 is the phone number here at WAIF Cincinnati.
Yeah, we're talking tonight issues and concerns facing today's young men and women. Rob, what's an issue and concern facing you?
You know, it's like I said, the issues and concerns facing me are the same issues and concerns facing everyone else. The people I'm close to continue to lead happy, healthy lives. Will I be able to continue to lead a happy, healthy life? That's the things people care about. And then plus the other global, worldwide peace and hunger and that kind of thing.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Bye, bye, bye. Yum, yum, yum. Good, good, good.
Hi, Brad. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Brad. Yum, yum, yum. What can we do for you tonight, Brad?
What's the topic?
Issues and concerns facing young people. What are you concerned about?
Well, kind of something that happened to me today.
What's that?
I went to Bogart's to see Overkill and Propane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Overkill, they rocked. $10 got you in the door.
No, it was actually 12.
Ah!
Yeah, when I got out there, some fag tried picking me up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a bunch of homosexuals going to see Overkill.
No. Outside, a whole bunch of sickos.
Oh, so they were standing there on Short Vine? They were swinging on Short Vine and they saw you?
No, I was with my friend Brian.
So Brian, they saw Brian and they liked Brian, huh?
No, you know Brian that called?
No.
Yeah, Brian who called a little while ago.
Yeah, see, I'm over at his house right now. And we went to the concert and about a half an hour out.
Did it rock?
Huh? Yeah.
Did a rock? Was it sold out?
Pretty much, yeah.
Did you guys body surf?
Nah, we wouldn't dare get up in the front.
Why not, man? Those guys banging their head pretty...
We were in the circle by the pit, but we never got in it.
Oh, really? Why not, man? Did anybody hit you with a stray elbow or anything?
Dude, I'm only like 5'3". I'd get my ass whooped in there.
I got pushed in there.
I got knocked around a little bit.
Hey, tell Brian to shut the hell up if he doesn't want to talk to us.
I'll talk to you. You're my friends. I used to call all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was back in the old days, though.
Yeah, but
so what your problem is you don't like guys hitting on you when you don't swing that way.
It's just down there. It's all the kids around there. It's just some are queer and some don't have
hope. Yeah, well, Brad, have you ever hit on a girl when she wasn't welcome to your advances?
He's only 14.
No? So you've scored with every girl that you've ever tried to hit on you've scored with?
Enough.
Well, I mean, you know, so eventually, Brad, I don't know, unless you lead a really charmed life like Chris, eventually there will come a time when you will try to hit on a woman and she will not want to have anything to do with you. Just look at it that way.
When did it happen to you?
Boy. This week? You mean... It happens to me, like, you know, too much. I don't want to get personal here.
But the topic was like teenage problems and stuff.
Well, not just teenage, young people.
Because we were going around and on, all these teenagers asking for us money, and we heard them over talking, like, where they'd spend the night and stuff. They're like, where will we spend the night?
They were just probably lying.
I don't know if they're lying or not, but...
Well, Well,
it was down, you know.
Teen homelessness, that's a big problem. Teen homelessness
teen
or teen
something that goes in with that.
1-800 Boys Club Hotline. What the hell is that thing? We'll find out.
Boys Town.
Yeah. Is it 1-800 Boys Town?
I think Boy Town. I don't know. Might be.
I don't know.
Find out.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling, guys.
Later.
I'll see you guys at the Megadeth show. All right. We'll be right back. The phone number 749-1444. You're listening to Chris and Rob.
Wait.
Good morning, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob in a new chair.
Good, and it's a good looking new chair. You look good in that chair.
Thank you, matches my eyes.
The phone number here is 749-1444. Since I'm Chris and he's Rob, this is the
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hello, Barbara, you're on with us.
Hi, guys, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
What's on your mind tonight, Barbara?
Well, we're talking about concerns facing young people, right?
Yes.
Okay, I have a concern.
What is it?
I am concerned about the lack of respect that young men give to young women these days.
Sexism.
Sexism?
Well, just pretty much.
So what do you mean?
Well,
give us an example of your dilemma.
The general attitude that I have seen young men my age give to women, like catcalling on the street, just basically, I'm in college.
You mean some hey baby, hey babies?
Well, not just that, it's just, I'm in college, and whenever there's, like, some kind of class discussion, like, men talk over all the women, just, like, completely talk over them.
There have been a lot of studies about that say that, yes, the boys always talk more than the girls, and that the teachers even feed into this and by calling on the guys more than they call on the gals.
Well.
So your point has been proven in different studies in different universities across the country.
So it's not just my opinion.
No, it's not just your opinion.
Barbara, what do you suggest that we do about it?
I don't know. I think it has to start when boys are young.
Listen, don't get uppity, broad. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Happy birthday to me last week.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Well, did you have a happy birthday?
I had a very happy birthday.
Did people treat you with the respect and dignity you deserve?
Well, so far.
Do you think that if you go to speak in a college classroom setting, that people don't take you as seriously as if they take your male counterparts?
No, I don't. I don't think they take me nearly as seriously.
What about if the class was home ec?
Do they have home ec in college?
Well, they do,
they have
don't.
Basket weaving at UC, I know.
UC's a farce.
I don't know.
Do you go to UC or Cincinnati State?
No, UC. Is it Cincinnati State now? Did they?
Yes, it's Cincinnati State now.
No longer CTC?
No, it's Cincinnati State.
I didn't know Cincinnati was a state. I thought it was a city. So.
I hadn't. Well. Well, Barbara.
So you're not going to help me with my problem here?
What can we do
to help?
Guys.
I don't know.
Rob and I can treat you with
a... If you're on the radio, you have a public forum. You should make a speech. You should encourage
youth
to...
Do you think Rob and I should pontificate on the topic?
Huh?
Chris, you just talked over her. She said her problem was... When a girl talks, a guy shouts them down. She's talking, making a point, and you start yelling at her.
Serves her right. She's just abroad. She's laughing.
Oh, well. Well, thanks for talking to me.
So you say equal rights for mop squeezers.
Sure.
We're being fun, but what can Rob and I do? We always treat women with the respect and dignity that they deserve.
Well,
except
Rob
for when I talk
about
over you.
Drunk and then taking advantage of them.
Hey, Barbara. Hey, listen, Barbara. That's not taking it. I'm letting them take advantage of me, all right? That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm letting them take a ride on the Robbie Express, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Yeah, when was the last time you got a fella drunk?
So, anyway, Barbara. Do you think the guys are intimidated by women who are smarter than them And therefore, they don't want to know if a woman's smarter than them, so they belittle them and don't let them talk in class.
I think probably some guys are intimidated by intelligent women, but I think a lot of guys are intimidated by other intelligent men, too. So,
can you really take advantage of someone? Do you think that old cliche is actually true?
I think if your senses are lowered, it's possible to take advantage of someone. Say if you feed them a lot of Zima that night.
I don't know, man.
Don't drink that Zima stuff. That stuff's horrible. Stick with ice. Any beer called ice is the way to go, all right?
I think that new drug that drug that's supposed to take crack's place a few years ago. Ice.
Yeah.
Stick with the ice, all man.
All right, thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Keep on tuning in.
I have a lot of respect for that caller.
Me too.
She's play, okay play number one there. It's kind of cute. It might even have some dirty words in there.
Okay. Wait. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Probably pretty short, too.
Hey, baby, yo, baby, hey, baby, yo, baby, yo, 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 baby, yo, yo, yo. So I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, when this guy starts with me. He's sucking his lips, going, hey, baby, yo, baby, hey, baby, yo. And I get a little tense and nervous, but I keep walking, but the guy, he's dogging my every move. Hey, miss, he says, don't miss this. And he grabs his crotch and sneers ear to ear. So finally, I turn around. Hey, buddy, I say. So come on, let's go. I got a huge bucket of non-dairy creamer and some time to kill, so let's do it. We'll make some foul-smelling artificial milk and drink gallons and gallons and gallons of it. Get our bladders exceedingly full, then sit on the toilet together and let the water run in the shower and torture ourselves. What's the matter, baby? You got something against men, he says. No, I say, I don't have anything against men. Just stupid men. Hey, baby, yo, baby, hey, baby, yo, baby, yo, 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 baby, yo, yo, yo.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. That last song goes out with love to Barbara.
And Jenny.
And Jenny, our next call. The phone number here is 749-1444. This is the
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Jenny. Yo, baby.
Hello.
Hi, what can we do for you tonight, Jen?
I'm just calling to see what you guys are up to.
Speak up a little.
I'm just calling to see what you guys are up to. Oh, thank you. That was really nice.
I turned my head.
So what's the topic tonight?
Tonight's topic is young people and what concerns them. And as a 19-year-old who lives in Cincinnati, you qualify.
I qualify?
Yes, you do qualify as a young person.
I qualify as a young person. How is that? I'm over 18.
You're 19. That's young.
You're just a pup.
I'm just a pup.
You're just a pup. That's how Bruce Williams always talks. Somebody else say, yeah, Bruce, I hate my job. I'm thinking about getting a new job. How old are you? I'm 45. You're just a pop.
Say welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world.
Okay, Jenny.
I do wish you well, my friend.
Issues and concerns facing today's young men and women. Let's rephrase that. Issues and concerns facing Jenny.
Lack of respect. No one respects me.
You have to speak up a little bit.
What have you done to earn their respect?
A lot of...
Yeah, like, why should I respect you?
Why should you respect me?
Besides the fact that I respect all human beings.
You respect all human beings?
Rob, is respect a right, or is it something that should be earned?
There should be a certain amount of respect for all people on some
respect.
Level.
I earn respect.
How do you earn respect?
By respecting other people.
Whoa, the do unto others kind of deal, huh?
Yes.
That's heavy. Whoa, hold on. Ooh, now we're talking religion. Whoa, that's deep.
No, I'm not talking religion. It's just something that everyone should do. I mean, if you respect someone else, don't you expect them to respect you?
Do you think that young people today are rather rude to one another?
Yeah, see?
But here's the deal, Jenny. This is the way I look at life. 98.75% of all human beings are just total pieces of crap. Who cares if they respect you or life?
The rest of us, we're pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but, you know, so who cares if all those dirt balls respect you or not? Who cares if the average goof on the street respects you? I don't. I don't care if anybody respects me, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't respect them, I hate everybody.
Except
for you. Well, I don't hate everybody. I just hold everybody in such a low opinion that I don't care if they respect me or not. Because if they don't respect me, I just assume that they are too damn stupid to realize how cool and worthy of respect I am.
Someday somebody's going to hurt you, Rob.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Go for it.
The real reason I called is so you guys could find me a date.
Oh, man. Oh, here we go again. Okay. Listen, Jenny, you got 35 seconds to describe yourself. Go.
5'4", long dark hair, dark eyes, nice tan, nice body. 19 years old.
Soft-spoken.
Where do you go to school?
I'm out of school.
Where do you work?
I work for Pizza Hut.
Can you get your date free pizzas?
Of course.
Are you a driver?
Yes.
Do you have your own wheels?
Yes, I do.
Do you make more than $5 an hour plus tips?
Yes.
Do you have to carry a gun?
No.
Do you look good in a polyester brown shirt?
I don't wear polyester brown shirts.
Do you look good in a Pizza Hut hat?
Yes, I do.
Can you get us some of those free... What are they giving out now? Like Jurassic Park pizza kits or something?
I work for a delivery only.
Can you deliver us a free pizza next week?
Maybe.
Well, maybe we'll go out on a date with you.
Okay, Jenny, I tell you what. We'll see if any guys want to call up and get your phone. How do we work this?
Take her off the air. You're off the air now.
Okay.
All right. 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Chris, did you know that the Surf Rider Foundation is a 25,000-strong activist group of surfers and ocean lovers who are working to protect our oceans and beaches? Make waves and call 1-800-743-SURF for membership information.
Gnarly, dude.
What is that doing in... Aren't we kind of landlocked except for the Ohio River and Miami River?
We got Lake Erie up to the north.
Oh, I guess. Can you surf in Lake Erie?
The Surf Rider Foundation. You want to call them up? I'm going to hold on to this. We're going to call them up.
Okay. We'll see if maybe we can get somebody as a guest. Because it will be kind of early out there in L.A., won't it?
Yeah.
So we could get these guys next week maybe to be on the show.
Maybe. I always loved the topic of surfing. Hello, Donnie. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
You just love any excuse to play the Beach Boys. And Jan and Dean. You don't even like Jan and Dean, just the Beach Boys.
Right. Jan and Dean blow. Hello, Donnie.
Jan and Dean rule.
You hung up on me, you stupid son of a bitch.
There we go again.
Tips for safe parties and driving. Ensure everyone a good time by planning a party where no one gets drunk. Serve food to slow down the rate of alcohol consumed and absorbed. Offer fruit drinks, soft drinks, sparkling waters, and other alternatives to alcohol. Designate drivers or make cab service available if someone has had too much to drink. Do whatever is necessary to keep friends from driving drunk, even if it means beating the crap out of them and taking the keys or having them spend the night on your couch. Just make sure they don't take anything in the morning. Just don't let them steal anything.
Right,
and you'll be fine. This is the Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444.
Okay, let's have a real quick weather report. Here's Rob with Chris and Rob weather.
Some early morning fog this morning. Increasing cloudiness throughout the afternoon with a chance of showers tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy, and the chance of showers continues. Currently on Walnut Hills Mountain, Waif Power Accutron Brute Force Forecast. It is, well, say 63.
Okay, Tasha, you're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Yeah.
Tasha, I have a question for you.
Wait.
When you're listening to the radio station or the TV station, and they tell you the temperature, Do you feel it's really helpful if they tell you the temperature and say Mount Adams and then Walnut Hills and then Montgomery and then Fort Mitchell and then Hamilton? Do you feel that you really need to know the temperature in all those places when it'll only vary between 1 and 2 degrees?
No.
Why the hell do they do that then?
I don't know.
Tosh, I thought you were the person with all the answers.
No.
What'd you call us for?
Is this a man or a woman?
Because I felt like it.
Is this a boy or a girl?
This is a girl!
I couldn't tell. I'm sorry.
You gotta speak up a little bit. If you talk real quiet like this, nobody can hear you. You gotta talk from the lungs. And I'm sure you got a good pair of those, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Tasha. So what's on your mind?
Gangs.
Gangs?
Yeah.
Why are gangs on your mind? Do you think gangs are a problem or a concern or an issue that is facing today's young men and women?
No, it's not a problem.
Oh, it's not? What, you think fellas should be in gangs?
Huh?
Are you in a gang?
Yeah.
What gang are you in?
Can't say.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Come on, a guy from Alcoholics Anonymous said.
North Side.
You're on the North Side Knights.
What's your color?
Black and red.
The North Side Knuckleheads.
Their color is black and white.
Red.
Black and red. Red
black,
for blood.
Black
for
and
unity.
Red. Okay, black. If I see somebody wearing black and red on North Side, don't mess with them, right?
Right.
And Chris's hat is red, and the initials are BR in black. Are you a gang member, Chris?
I might be. I can't say. Tasha?
Yeah?
When a girl's in the gang, what do they call her?
Tricks.
Tricks?
Yeah.
So you're the gang Tricks?
Yeah.
Okay, Tricks.
Cool, Tricks. Is there a future in being a gang Trick? Well, you'll find out, won't you?
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Tasha.
Bye.
The gang life is the life for me.
I just want to hang with the gang. All right, 749-1444 is the phone line. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You knew that already. Big scientific team just reached the North Pole yesterday.
A big team? How many guys are on?
Two boats. One's an icebreaker. One's Canadian, eh? It's the Louis S. St. Laurent. And there's an American one called the Polar Sea. And there, these two boats are going up to the North Pole to look around, and they're studying to see if there's a lot of pollution up there or not.
I think they're up there to a special place, their Christmas orders.
Do you think that pollution is an issue facing today's young people? Do you think by the time they're old, this world's going to be so polluted and the landfills are just going to be so huge, they're going to be bigger than the suburbs?
Ozone
depletion.
Why in the hell? This just blows me away. You know, there should be some kind of energy policy. I think there should be something going on where we are working to get rid of our dependence on crude oil as fast as possible. And I just don't see it happening. I mean, we had this energy crisis in the 70s. And all of a sudden, gas got cheap again, so boom, the crisis is over. We had to go fight a war over crude oil 2 or 3 years ago. When the hell was that, Jim? 91. We had to go fight a war back in 91 over crude oil. And now we still are just as dependent on the tit of the Middle East for their crude oil. It drives me crazy. We need to do something. We can't live the rest of... This country should not be beholden to crude oil. Thank you. Betsy, what's going on?
What's up?
What it is?
I got a question.
We got an answer.
Why are there no role models for us anymore? I mean...
There are.
I'm not saying that OJ is guilty, but it's just like, who do we have to look up to anymore?
You need to look up to yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
You need to look up to your brothers and sisters and your parents and your friends.
People
you respect.
Rollins.
I mean, what I'm saying...
Rollins. You need to look up to Henry Rollins.
Henry stinking Rollins and Jello Biafra, even though he got his butt kicked the other day.
No, not Jello Biafra. He's an ass.
He's cool.
He's an idiot.
He's great.
He got a squeaky voice.
He's a good singer.
Chris and Rob.
What?
Yeah, you need to look up to Chris and Rob.
I hear you. I mean, I really don't have a problem with... I'm okay with myself, but I'm thinking about those young kids, you know.
What about Maya Angelou?
She's wonderful, but... Look at, I'm just saying, recently we had O.J. Simpson, this major...
Now we have Deion Sanders.
Oh, okay. But what I'm saying...
What about Tonya Harding? She's a woman who knew what she wanted, and she went after it with all the gusto.
Well, if you want to go after her, that's fine, but...
What about Lorena Bobbitt?
exactly my point.
You know, I understand that Tanya Harding is so gnarly in that penthouse spread that they're going to kick the crap out of Galooly. His prison cellmates are like, your wife is so damn ugly, I'm going to beat your ass. That's the way those prisoners talk here in jail. They go, hey, Galooly, your wife is so stinking butt ugly, I'm going to kick your ass.
She looks like a man.
I haven't seen it. You know what? They always look ugly when they have those 35mm film deals, 8mm camera, whatever. Whenever they take something from videotape and put it in a magazine, it looks like crap.
I'd
like to see her, though, like if she got into Playboy when it had those, you know, those hairdressers, you know what they can do, and those makeup people and those soft focus lenses, and if they'd airbrush all the zits and freckles off her butt, I'd like to see her naked. But that's just me.
I don't care what they airbrush. I still don't want to see that skanky butt.
You want to see that big, giant, buck-toothed beaver of a New England stuck-up ice queen frigid woman. You know what I heard? I heard that when Nancy Kerrigan spreads her legs, a light comes on. She's that frigid.
Betsy, are you taking all this in?
Yeah,
Betsy, you could look up
lost.
To Phyllis George.
Can I make another?
Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. She's on every day. She's on FX now.
Okay, what's your
Diane
what else
Feinstein,
you
Barbara
up,
Boxer.
Rob,
I'm
up.
Giving her fucking role more models.
Give Betsy a chance to talk.
Okay, can I speak?
Let's give her some respect.
I hope you buried me there when I was
talking. Let's not talk over her words. Let's give her all the respect she deserves as a woman and as an American.
You know, you
Let's
are
give her some room to talk.
Chris and Rob, let me just say, number one, you're being tremendous role models.
Thank you.
Of course we are. Letting me speak.
Okay. They don't get any more role modeler than us.
Okay, this is a qualm I have.
Shut up.
Ready?
Yeah.
The 1994 Cincinnati Bengals.
I looked at their schedule today while sitting in a bar throwing darts, and you know what I figured the record to be? 2-14 at the most. They're going to get killed this year. I think I said 7-9 last year,
but I
changed it.
This is the thing.
What?
The thing is this. I am personally involved in the organization.